Hey, it's Woody and Jim. Before this was a podcast,
it was us saying things on the radio.
On 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. A lot of people are loving the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. We gotta love it.
It's not on in my house. It is on my computer and on my phone.
Right.
But
you're not tuning in?
To watch the Olympics, I've got to subscribe to Peacock.
Oh.
And I'm not going to do it.
It's a paid streaming
service. I will not add another subscription to our house.
Not even $5?
No. I mean, well, it's like $7.99 a month.
Oh, so it's like almost $8.
Yes.
A month.
A month.
Every month.
Every month.
Every month it's $7.99.
And the thing is, they don't have anything else I want. Mm-hmm. So it's like just for the Olympics, that's $8 I could spend elsewhere. I know there's like codes. I could get it for like half, but I still don't want to do it.
Still don't want to fork over the frugal Jim doesn't want to fork over the $4. I've never done this before, but how do you set up a GoFundMe? Maybe we can help Jim raise the crucial $4 needed so his wife can watch the Olympics in real time. Even though, you know, Paris is like 7 hours ahead of us. So everything you see on Peacock or NBC now is like several hours.
It already happened.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
So for just 18 cents a day, help fund Jim's Peacock Olympic account.
93.3 FM, Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Are you ready? Yes, you are. There, I answered it for you. Gender Wars brought to you by the name of your company here if you'd like to advertise. All right, we are ready to go with Gender Wars. For the ladies in the audience, we have Holly in Gallatin. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. For the guys, we have Jason. Where are you from, Jason?
Murfreesboro.
All right.
Jason, glad to have you on the show. Thanks
glad you
for
didn't
doing
blow
this.
Away yesterday with all the storms that came through.
Oh, yeah, I know,
yeah,
right?
Exactly right.
It was a little crazy. All right, let's do a Get Acquainted question so that we can get to know you guys and kind of warm you up as you get into the game. Let's start with you, Holly. Have you ever given your car a name, and what was it?
Yeah, I used to have a Nissan Versa. So it was Nissan Natalie or Valerie Versa.
Oh, nice.
Currently, my car is red, so it's Ruby.
Yep. Oh, Ruby. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's it. That was my mother's name.
Yeah.
I'm sure you didn't name your car after my mother, but that's touching.
If you did, that's a whole other story we'd like to talk
very nice.
About. Thanks, Holly. Jason, what do you call your car or have you called your car in the past?
Betsy.
You know, that's kind of a, I think, I know a lot of people that call their car Betsy. I think it's maybe because it's like, you know, I don't know, is your car slow and like an old lady?
No, it's just when it's about to run out of gas, I kind of just talk to it to get to the gas station.
Oh, give us a little bit of that talk.
Come on, Betsy, let's make it. Come on.
Oh, all right. I love it. All right.
There's just three more blocks till Dodge's Chicken. Come on, let's keep going. All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, both of you have a screw you can use. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent.
Yep.
Here we go. Holly, multiple choice. You're watching a football game at Soldier Field. Are you in Pittsburgh, Chicago, or Dallas?
Chicago
is right.
Nice.
All right.
Holly's up 1-0. Let's see, Jason, if you can match it. Here's your multiple choice question. 2, 3, or 5? 2, 3, or 5? How many days after a perm are you not supposed to wash your hair? For 2, 3, or 5 days?
It's going to be 3.
No, it's just 2.
It's just 2.
I mean, you're playing it safe there, but yes, the experts say 2. Can't give you a point there.
Okay, Holly, Peter and Lois Griffin are the man and wife on what TV show?
Is it Family Guy?
Family Guy.
That's correct.
Look at Holly go.
Nice. Okay. All right, it's 2-0. Holly's in the lead. Jason, you need this one to keep the game going. What in your kitchen that you could shake out of a bottle, would you, what is Lee and Perrins? What do they make?
Liam Pam makes like a seasoning sauce, basically marinades.
You know what?
You know, let's give it to
I'm
him.
Feeling generous. Yeah. It's Worcestershire sauce, which is a marinade.
And it's a word that no one can say, but congratulations.
There you go. Yes. Right. So we're going to give you a point, and Jason stays alive. We just want to keep playing.
All right.
I didn't want to stop. Okay. All right. It's 2-1. Holly's in the lead. She could win it here.
All right, Holly. You can lock it down or victory with the correct answer here. When there's one lap left to go at a NASCAR race, what color flag do they wave? It is a white flag.
Wow, she nailed it. 3-4-3.
Nice. Woody and Jim in the Morning, totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3. Three things you want to know. This made me laugh as soon as I got up this morning.
Okay.
There's a story about a woman in Florida who was pulled over by the police because she wasn't wearing her seatbelt. Hmm. And they noticed she was being kind of suspicious when she was going through stuff in the passenger seat.
All right.
The police looked in. They saw that she had a bag that said bag full of drugs.
Hmm.
And lo and behold, it was a bag full of drugs.
Okay.
She could not be sued for false advertising.
Right, right.
Because it literally was a bag full of drugs.
I'm totally honest, you know.
Wow.
Maybe just put on there instead of bag full of drugs, please don't look in this bag.
Or if you've already done it, yeah. Maybe you've already committed to the bag of drugs label, add the word not. Not a bag of drugs.
Not a bag of drugs. Yeah. See?
Okay.
Yeah, they'll fall for that every time.
Trying to work with you.
Producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah, so Tennessee has 12 athletes competing in the 2024 Olympics, including Nashville Soccer Club defender Walker Zimmerman has been selected to join the U.S. men's soccer team.
Sweet.
He's my man. He's awesome. He looks like Thor.
Right?
Out on the field.
He does.
He's so good.
Nashville SC is awesome.
Yeah. So there's some alarming news in the weight loss world of one of the more prevalent weight loss products. Okay, they're saying Ozempic. There is a problem. The FDA is saying that some people are overdosing on it.
What?
Okay. So they're very effective for a lot of people, right? As a weight loss plan.
Yeah.
But they said some people are taking it up to 20 times more than they're supposed to.
We're supposed to get like one shot a week or something like that.
It's
like,
I haven't taken it, but I think it's like that. Yeah. They're just taking way too much. I mean, like I can understand, you know, we are a quick fix, instant society, right?
We don't want to wait around. We have no patience.
Oh, why would you like to take Ozempic? And you're talking to your doctor and you go like, well, I'd like to look good for the wedding. And they say, oh, when are you getting married? Tomorrow. I want to take it all now so I can look good tomorrow. 20 times.
So be careful, because if you die, weight loss is immediate. Don't do that.
That's true.
There you go. Three things you want to know for your Tuesday.
I've had these conversations with people. I had them with my son, who is technically a millennial.
Right.
And we're Gen Xers, Woody and I. So, like, this is something that millennials learned, but they're going to be the last generation with those skills.
And these skills will die with them.
Right. Like, here's an example. Making a textbook cover out of a grocery bag. I used to nail that. Right. I mean, like, if that was an Olympic sport, I'd be a medalist.
And most stores don't even give you paper grocery bags anymore. You have to ask specially for it.
And they have to pay too, like an extra 10 cents for it.
Yeah. And they look at you like, what?
Right.
What are you, Amish? What do you want?
So we kind of like, we threw out on some social media stuff that, you know, like what skill were you given that you have, but you're probably going to be the last person to ever have that skill.
Right.
And the answers are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What'd you see, Sean?
So I saw somebody here is talking about wrapping their Christmas presents in the brown bags instead of using traditional wrapping paper.
Okay. Right, right.
I feel attacked by that because that's just something that my family and I did for forever.
Oh, so that's what you do.
I didn't know it was the hipster trend last year. I'll have to be more careful about that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you just look you look like you're fashion forward with your Christmas wrapping.
You were hipper than you thought you were.
We have Pam, who messaged us on Facebook and says, I have the ability to refold a map exactly like it was purchased.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, though, this skill is driven by my OCD.
And many millennials say, what's a map?
What are maps? Is that like...
My phone just tells me where to turn. I don't have to have anything.
Absolutely. We also have Dan Wells. He says, I can solve for X in my head because my high school algebra teacher assured us he was positive that we would never walk around with a calculator in our pocket. Well, he's right. We don't carry a calculator. We carry something 1 billion times smarter.
All right, seeing Jim in the morning. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3. Three things you want to know. This made me laugh as soon as I got up this morning.
Okay.
There's a story about a woman in Florida who was pulled over by the police because she wasn't wearing her seatbelt. Hmm. And they noticed she was being kind of suspicious when she was going through stuff in the passenger seat.
All right.
The police looked in. They saw that she had a bag that said, bag full of drugs.
Hmm.
And lo and behold, it was a bag full of drugs.
Okay.
She could not be sued for false advertising.
Right, right.
Because it literally was a bag full of drugs.
I was totally honest, you know.
Wow.
Maybe just put on there instead of bag full of drugs, please don't look in this bag.
Or if you've already done it, yeah, maybe you've already committed to the bag of drugs label, add the word not.
Not a bag of drugs. Not a bag of drugs. Yeah. See?
Okay.
Yeah, they'll fall for that every time.
Trying to work with you.
Producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah, so Tennessee has 12 athletes competing in the 2024 Olympics, including Nashville Soccer Club defender Walker Zimmerman has been selected to join the U.S. men's soccer team.
Sweet.
He's my man. He's awesome. He looks like Thor.
Right?
Out on the field.
He does.
He's so good.
Nashville SC is awesome.
Yeah. So there's some alarming news in the weight loss world of one of the more prevalent weight loss products. Okay, they're saying Ozempic. There is a problem. The FDA is saying that some people are overdosing on it.
What?
Okay. So they're very effective for a lot of people, right? As a weight loss plan.
Yeah.
But they said some people are taking it up to 20 times more than they're supposed to.
We're supposed to get like one shot a week or something like that.
It's
like,
I haven't taken it, but I think it's like that. Yeah. They're just taking way too much. I mean, like, I can understand, you know, we are a quick fix, instant society, right?
We don't want to wait around. We have no patience.
Oh, why would you like to take Ozempic? And you're talking to your doctor and you go like, well, I'd like to look good for the wedding. And they say, oh, when are you getting married? Tomorrow. I want to take it all now.
Thanks for tuning in and making that commitment to join us every weekday morning.
The Leap. Listen on 93.3. Mm-hmm. If you're in the borough, you can pick us up really well at 95.1. Or the very best option is to download the 93.3 Hits app on your phone, which comes in perfectly everywhere.
Yeah, it's very cool. Of course, Woody and Jim in the Morning, sponsored by the Dog Wizard. Yesterday, we had our very first encounter with one of the representatives of the Dog Wizard. Jessica came to our house. They have many options where you can either, you know, board your dog for a couple of weeks and they teach the dog and then come back and teach you. Or they can come to your house like once a week and just kind of have a little session.
Like an in-home thing, and that's kind of nice.
And I learned a lot of stuff already. Jessica was very smart, and I think we're on the right track with Lucy, our Doberman. And I learned, instead of saying no, because I said, don't use words that you use a lot all the time.
In conversation.
Yeah, especially, you know, my girlfriend will say no a lot.
Right.
But instead of saying no, we use something like,
okay. So unless you do that all the time, it means something to the dog when they hear it.
Yeah, they pick up on that. So, you know, we did that, and we just, you know, there's little things with rewards and, you know, and instructions and that kind of stuff. And we learned a lot, and things that I think we're on the right track.
Well, I mean, that's great. After one visit, you feel like you've, like, made some great progress.
Right.
Awesome.
Also, you know, we talked about how Lucy likes to look for mice.
Because
after big rainstorms, you know, the mice are prevalent in the backyard, and so she likes to run around and catch them.
Yes.
And bring
them in the house sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. She has brought, you know, drop it on the kitchen floor. It's a lot of fun for everybody. Jessica, the trainer, said, because we have a cat, Moira Rose, named after, you know, the Sheets Creek. And
yeah.
He said, when you clean out the litter box, take some of the litter and put it outside. Because the mice will know, they will smell cat and know that this is no place we want to be hanging around.
Okay.
Which is like, how do mice know that? Is there like a, you know, is there an email system between the mice saying like, hey, stay away from that house?
God-given gifts, I guess. Like, hey, when you smell this, get away. There's a cat around.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
If you want to get hooked up with the Dog Wizard and have a happy dog and a happy life, the dog is part of your family, you can visit dogwizard.com. Tell them Woody and Jim sent you and get 10% off.
Well, get the 10% off.
Do it.
Frugal Jim says, save the money. Spend it on yourself. Get something nice for yourself.
Woody and Jim in the morning, 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. We have such a hectic life.
Yeah.
What do we do to relax?
Soothe ourselves. Mm. This absolutely blew me away. My daughter told me this, and it was backed up by her cousin, my niece.
Mm-hmm.
She uses Excel spreadsheets all the time. Mm. And of course, like, I work in radio. We don't use spreadsheets for anything. So I know zero. They're intimidating to me. But for my daughter, like when she feels like overwhelmed, for comfort, she'll start making spreadsheets. And it soothes her. And then my niece, who's also an accountant by trade, right? But she's like watching kids, you know, like home with the kids these days.
Right.
She said, oh, I do that too. I make spreadsheets when I'm like, just like somebody else would like maybe color or, you know, take up a different hobby. They do spreadsheets.
How long till it becomes an Olympic sport?
Well, they take a long time.
They do. Yeah, they just brought break dancing this year, even though it was popular 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, maybe in the year, you know, 2060 something, you know, Excel spreadsheets. I've won the gold!
93.3 FM. Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
I like to encourage the kids in our house to not do anything to the school property, you know, that way. So when it's ready to return by the end of the year, it's,
you got to be do the dad thing of let's keep this nice because they're going to want it back.
And so my kids, you know, they never heard of a laptop cover or shell.
Yeah.
They've never heard of anything like that.
No.
They get stickers fresh out of like dispensers or from Walmart or wherever they get stickers out now.
You can go on Amazon and buy like 9,000 stickers for like $5.
Are these stickered adorned laptops?
Yeah. I mean, if you dig down through the layers of the stickers, there is still a laptop in there.
And, so all the stickers are protecting the laptop.
I haven't thought about it that way.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But, yeah, so, you know, we might have had to pay for a laptop one year just because the school was like, this doesn't count as a laptop anymore. This is a billboard.
But I like all the stickers from New Girl you put all over it.
Yeah, right?
Well, you know, Golden Girls, New Girls. I just can't help myself.
Wow. So you have to either try to, like, pry them off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or
get some of that gooby gone.
All right.
You know, get some of that on there and... yeah, but every time we have to get to that point, then the kids are like, why do you hate me? Why can't I have nice things? And it's like, well, it's because you put stickers over them.
It's not your thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, we got to be good stewards of what people give us and so we can return them. And, you know, hey, if they're in high school, maybe they'll learn that at some point. But if not, we're having fun with it. So
I don't know if anybody has any advice on how to get stickers off. But I know, like, I've bought a lot of used cars and, like, you don't want to... like have the sticker that somebody put on their bumper when you buy it, you know, because it like might not align with you. Like,
my child beat up your honor student or something like that.
Maybe I'm not into Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
So I know on cars you can use like a hair dryer on a high heat setting.
Okay.
And then peel them off. And then whatever goo is left, you can use like, well, I've used gasoline. It works.
That's safe.
Okay. I don't know how good on a laptop that is.
Where you turn his laptop and it smells like gas. They're going to love that. Fire and
start again.
Yeah. Or, okay. But the WD-40 works. If anybody else knows how to get stickers off of laptops, help stepdad Sean.
Grow with us. Excel with us.
It's the Woody and Jim Show. 93.3 Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. Three things you want to know. TikTok is a wonderful place. It can be very informative. It can also do really stupid things, you know, like making NyQuil chicken and stuff like that. Now, one of the trends on people are challenging each other to do on TikTok is to wash your fruits and vegetables in the dishwasher. And
all right,
people are saying
that's idiotic.
That's stupid. Would you like to have your fruits and vegetables have a little layer of soap residue?
Right.
Soapy.
And there's high heat. They're partially cooking them.
Yeah.
But not in a way that's good.
Yeah. So wash them in the sink with water and then eat them. How you could just wake up and look and say, yes, that's the way to do it.
Wow. That is ridiculous. Producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah. So some really neat news is that there's a Nashville-based women's football team named the Tennessee Enforcers. And they've just won their USPWFL championship.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. Good job, girls.
So the team we didn't know existed is doing really well.
Pretty much.
It's a team that you didn't know about. But yeah, go Enforcers. Yeah.
Sean's been all about them for years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right.
Fans since day one.
This is something that's going around and giving people problems. Social influencers on different media are telling people to glam up for their passport or driver's license photos. And it's not working out well because people at the airport and police and, you know, checkpoints are saying, hey, this person doesn't look like you because they've completely changed their appearance for their picture on their ID. And it usually takes about 45 minutes for them to figure out that you are the same person that you photographed yourself as on your ID.
You should not do that. You should just look your worst in the pictures.
Absolutely.
That way they will believe it's you.
Exactly. Who do you show your passport photo or your driver's license to? Nobody you care about.
93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Hello, it is the Woody and Jim Show. After a few days in a row of having a big old rainstorm at one time or another, today we're not going to have that. It's just going to be sweltering heat.
Stifling, hot. Like the surface of the sun. I don't do well in heat.
No.
I really don't. Some people are like, oh, I can't stand it when I'm cold. Like, I don't know. I can always bundle up.
You can always put clothes on and coats on. You can only get so naked.
Exactly.